Today, we're going to learn about the differences between medical weight loss and surgical weight loss in terms of patient experience and long-term outcomes to meet patients' goals for a healthy life with Dr. David Lautz. He's the medical director of Emerson Surgical Weight Loss Center. This is the HealthWorks Here podcast from Emerson Health. I'm Scott Webb. Doctor, thanks for your time today. As I mentioned there, we're going to talk about medical weight loss and surgical weight loss, and maybe is one right for some, the other one right for others, and it's just great to have your expertise. So let's start there. How are weight loss drugs designed to work, and how do they help people lose weight?
So there have been hormones that we've known for decades that the body produces called incretins. And what they do is there are sensors in our intestines that sense when we eat, and these cells are called K cells or L cells, and they're in the lining of the intestine, and they secrete hormones called incretins that then tell the pancreas that there's a meal in the bowel and that it's time to secrete insulin to meet the meal. And these were discovered years ago, and these hormones are known to stimulate the beta cells in the pancreas to both make insulin, and also they have other effects on the body. The drugs that are out on the market now are sort of derivatives of that. They have the same effect, but they're made to resist the breakdown. The body normally breaks these drugs down fairly quickly, within minutes, and the drugs that are out now are meant to exist for longer periods of time and at much higher levels. So they were designed initially to be diabetes drugs that acted on the pancreas so the pancreas would make more insulin, but secondary effects of the drugs that came out in the clinical trials show that they actually induced weight loss. And it's thought that these drugs are acting on the central nervous system to affect appetite and hunger and induce weight loss secondarily.
Yeah, it is interesting how trials work and how sort of the law of maybe unintended consequences, you know, where you're studying them for one thing and it turns out they're good for something else as well. And it makes me wonder what the pros and cons are of weight loss drugs, especially if folks need to lose like a lot of weight.
I think the first thing to say and understand is obesity is a disease. It's a disease that does real harm to patients. It's at epidemic proportions throughout the United States. And, you know, I think any tool that produces significant weight loss is a welcome addition to what we have to offer patients. There are so many patients who suffer from obesity and think that it's their personal failing or that they should do better with diets and exercise. And the realities are they have a disease that's progressive that's going to do them harm. So, you know, I think we need all of the tools in our tool belt that we can use to address obesity. That being said, the pros are that these drugs do seem to produce significant weight loss for patients. There's semaglutide, which is a GLP-1 agonist. The two incretins that I mentioned are GLP-1 and GIP. GLP-1 is the one that is produced lower in the GI tract and is thought to be more important in treating type 2 diabetes. And semaglutide, which is Ozempic and Wegovy, produces about a 5 to 15% total body weight loss in trials over a period of time. Then there's a newer drug called tirzepatide that mimics both GLP-1 as well as the other incretin hormone called GIP. And that is the drug called trade name Mounjaro, and the newer one is called Zepbound. That induces a little bit more weight loss on clinical trials, up to a 25% total body weight loss. So they have been shown to produce real weight loss effects based on the clinical trials and, you know, based on what we see clinically. The general weight loss, however, is much lower than we would see with bariatric surgery. So some of it depends on, you know, what your goals are as a patient, where you want your weight to be, and sort of how dramatic of a weight loss effect you want to have.
Yeah. So let's talk about bariatric surgery and if there are some benefits to bariatric surgery that it provides that weight loss medications don't.
I think bariatric surgery is designed to really work within the framework that our bodies, you know, function in. It's been shown in multiple studies over the years to augment the hormones that induce weight loss, both by downgrading a hormone called ghrelin that induces hunger, as well as increasing GLP-1 levels that induce weight loss through other effects. And so if you look at the hormonal effects of a gastric bypass, they're pretty profound, but they stay within the normal sort of architecture of the human body. These incretins are meant to be broken down by an enzyme called DPP4, and that enzyme acts within minutes. So that whole mechanism sort of stays intact. the drugs have taken the incretin hormones and made them into a pharmaceutical that exists at much higher levels. And I think you're seeing effects throughout the human body that are not sort of normally seen physiologic, whether it's high levels of GLP-1 and or GIP affecting the brain, et cetera. So if you have a gastric bypass, we're sort of in some ways rewiring your body to just work differently, but to use its own mechanisms. That's very different than giving a drug that is producing sort of new and different effects based on what receptors are in your body and what's going to react to that drug. So the bypass or the sleeve gastrectomy or the duodenal switch, the operations that we offer are procedures that we do that create a sense of change that sort of works as a human body is meant to work, but it is changed in a way to induce weight loss. But it's sort of, I think, much easier to incorporate into your life going forward in terms of you don't have to worry about injecting yourself once a week. You don't have these other effects that come from potential side effects of the drugs. You don't have to worry about dose escalating. You don't have to worry about taking the drug potentially forever.
Sure.
If you come back off the drug, or you're going to regain weight, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think along here with listeners, questions they might have, and wondering for people who choose bariatric surgery over weight loss medications, what's your sense of why they make that choice?
There's a whole number of reasons. Some of them have tried these new drugs and they had a reaction to them, or they didn't agree with them, or they get tired of injecting themselves. And that's not uncommon. We see that pretty frequently. We also see patients who are like, you know, look, if I do the drugs, I may lose 20 or 30 pounds, but I need to lose 100 or 200 pounds. And so some of it is a matter of choosing what level of effect they want. We have a lot of patients who have watched a friend or a family member or a spouse have an operation and have seen how they've done and how it's incorporated into their life and the, you know, pretty profound improvements in quality of life that we see after surgery, and want to mimic that rather than consider taking a new drug with side effects, I think it's fair to say, still being figured out.
Are there some folks that are just better candidates for weight loss surgery than others?
Oh, of course. You know, there are some people that will have a lower risk profile based on their medical issues, their age, et cetera. We do very well with certain operations in type 2 diabetes, and that effect is profound. But really, anyone who is weight is high enough, weight loss surgery is certainly something to consider. It's very, very safe. It's had a profound improvement in the safety profile over the last 20 to 30 years based on efforts that have gone on nationally to have centers of excellence and uniform protocols in terms of how the patients are cleared for surgery, et cetera. And so these are some of the safest operations performed in U.S. hospitals these days. And, you know, they produce profound effects that usually are lifelong. So undergoing an operation, although it's obviously a bigger step than starting a medication, if you have your operation do well, you're back at work in a week or two, and the rest of your life has changed, that has a different level of effect and ease of, you know, incorporate that into your life than, let's say, if you're going to inject yourself with a medication once a week, and the thought is that you're going to do this, you know, perpetually.
Just want to give you a chance, final thoughts, takeaways when we think about surgical versus medical, if you want to look at it that way, maybe not necessarily which you recommend, but just your overall thoughts.
I think the other piece of it is the complications of the drugs are still being figured out. You know, there's a lot of patients who will have nausea and vomiting, other GI effects as they start the drug, and particularly as they go to the next higher dose. Some of those can be intractable and they have to stop the drug and, you know, withdraw from that type of treatment. There are reports of patients having permanent changes in their stomach. I think part of the way the drugs are working is also by slowing the stomach down and having it empty slower, and that can produce secondary side effects. And there are some reports of patients whose stomach, you know, sort of never works again, something they have permanent gastroparesis is what we would term it as. So I think those are probably infrequent cases, but things to also be considered when you're considering the risks of the drugs and the other treatments you're entertaining. I think the most important thing is to look at each treatment arm and take a good look, risk benefits, and then these usually come down to very personal decisions for patients in terms of what type of treatment they want to pursue.
Yeah, that makes sense. And of course, as you're saying, you know, there's still lots to figure out and lots of options. And it's a very personal decision, one that they may make with a partner, spouse, whomever. So appreciate your time today. Thanks so much. And you stay well.
Scott. You too.
And visit emersonweightloss.org for information and to register for a free info session. And thanks for listening to Emerson's HealthWorks Here podcast. I'm Scott Webb, and make sure to catch the next episode by subscribing to the HealthWorks Here podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be heard.